Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. We all feel overwhelmed at times. Sometimes it is a result of taking on too much work or responsibility. Other times it is caused by things we cannot control, like a physical illness or an emotional trauma. Trouble hits everyone, but are you defeated and overwhelmed by it? If so, that says something about us. We would much prefer to blame our circumstances than look inside and ask why we are responding the way we are. God wants us to run when we are feeling overwhelmed, but instead of running away from what overwhelms us, He wants us to run to Him, to run to His Word, which settles us and shelters us. The sudden storm overwhelmed the disciples. In their panic, they cried out to Jesus, not with faith and God confidence, but with doubt and fear, questioning Jesus' care for them. Isn't that what many of us do when we are overwhelmed? How could God allow this to happen? We cry. Jesus' immediate action reveals that He does care not only about the storm that threatens them, but about the fear that holds them captive. The core of being overwhelmed is fear, being afraid of the unknown and lacking confidence in our ability to deal with the unexplored and unfamiliar. But we don't need to let fear and anxiety freeze us. God's peace and His presence will provide a way when overwhelming situations come to your life. While many search for peace and others try to manufacture it, the Bible says, "Peace is ours if we simply spend time in prayer." In a world of constant connection, we must disconnect to restore the most important connection, our relationship with God. The psalmist declares that my guilt overwhelms me. It is a burden too heavy to bear. Today, trust in God and His promise that He will always be there for you. Do not feel trapped in your circumstances, but instead look beyond to the One who beholds you in the palm of His hands. The Bible says in Psalm 61 verses 1 and 2, "Hear my cry, O God, attend to my prayer. From the ends of the earth will I cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." Remember, my friends, time is defined by our psychological condition more than the physiological. Shall we pray? Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Blessed Lord, help us to overcome by the blood of Jesus and let your precious promises come true in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.